In a stunning turn of events, the corrupt Fulton County DA who's attempting to prosecute Trump now finds herself on trial. And as a result, Fannie Willis faces not only disqualification from the case, but now even criminal charges and disbarment. We're going to take a look at this extraordinary reversal of fortunes and see precisely why the corruption behind Fannie Willis's bogus charges against Trump are ultimately the reason that she, in the end, may be the one charged. You are not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you've already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, gang, who wants to go with me on a Mediterranean cruise? That's right, it's Valentine's Day week. And what can make for a more amazing gift to your special Valentine than a summer cruise making stops at stunning locations in Spain, France, and Italy? Well, guess what? Our special Turley Talkers cruise this summer still has some cabins left. And if you click on that link below right now, one of them can be yours. Because this is Valentine's week, my team has brought back our early bird pricing that some of you may have missed out on, but just for this week alone. So if you've been wanting to come with me on a Mediterranean cruise, but haven't locked it down yet at that discounted price, well, guess what? Now you can. Here's your chance. And if you sign on before the deadline this week, you'll also get a special dinner with me on the cruise. Gang, this cruise is going to be incredible and filled with educational seminars. I'll be teaching throughout the time, enlightening excursions, and honestly just a relaxing time together as courageous patriots celebrating the fall of globalism and the rise of a new conservative age all over the world. But don't wait. The early bird pricing ends midnight February 16th, so click on that link below and put a deposit down on one of the few remaining spots. If you go to cruise.turleytalks.com, you can find all the information, including a Q&A. So click on that link below or go to cruise.turleytalks.com, and I can't wait to see you for this amazing trip in August. So we're literally getting bombshell developments on the Fannie Willis case every hour. As more and more evidence comes in, as more and more Fannie Willis' staffers line up to testify against her. Now, again, if you're just learning about this breaking scandal, the bottom line here is that Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, who's launched a political witch hunt against President Trump, I mean, she's actually gone so far as to charging him with racketeering, you know, literally laws that go after mob bosses. It's beyond absurd. But this very same Fannie Willis is now being accused of basically two things. She's first being accused of having an illicit affair with her subordinate, Nathan Wade. And the key to that accusation is that while they've both admitted to having an affair, okay, that came out in Nathan Wade's divorce proceedings. They both admitted it, okay? They got caught red-handed. They admitted it. The real accusation is that they lied about when the affair began. They're arguing the affair didn't start until after she appointed him as special prosecutor in a corrupt case against Trump. But a number of witnesses, including Wade's former attorney, an attorney that actually works in the same office as Wade, they're all coming forward to testify that Willis and Wade started having an affair long before Fannie Willis appointed him as special prosecutor. Now, that fact alone, if it's proven that they intentionally lied about when their affair began, that would violate Georgia's rules of professional conduct, which are the state's guidelines for lawyer ethics. And the judge in this case, the case against Fannie Willis, has stated that it's absolute grounds for dismissing Fannie Willis from her ridiculous case against Trump and even disbarment. Here's my namesake, Jonathan Turley, professor of law at George Washington University.
Their position in this case has become untenable if this is proven to be true. Indeed, both of these attorneys could be looking at serious repercussions for filing a false statement of this kind. This was not some aside. This was the core of their argument. This is what they were flagging in the papers and raising with the court, that because the relationship started in 2022, there is less of a conflict of interest. interest or other ethical problems associated with their relationship. If they misrepresented that date, then not only is their position as prosecutors in the case thrown into question, but their position as counsel, as attorneys, is thrown into question with courts. They could be referred to the bar for other possible action.
But it gets worse. It gets worse than that, according to Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz. If they are caught lying over when the affair began, disqualification from the sham case and disbarment are just the beginning of their troubles. They can end up facing a criminal trial themselves. Take a look.
It does require disqualification, even on this record. The judge said no, he needs to have a hearing. There are two issues. One is, was there any financial benefit to the district attorney or to her boyfriend? And that the judge will allow inquiry into. But the even more important issue is, did either or both of them commit perjury or conspire to commit perjury when they allegedly stated under oath that their relationship became sexual only after he began working for her? If that's not true, and there's apparently a witness out there who's prepared to testify under oath that that's not true, we may end up having a criminal trial, but not of Donald Trump. We may end up having a criminal trial of this couple for their perjury. So the question is, what will be the scope of the judge's inquiry? I hope he does permit inquiry into the truth or falsity of the affidavits. You can't allow the district attorney and a special district attorney to get away with perjury if, in fact, they committed perjury. And if they didn't, the record ought to be clear that they didn't commit perjury, that they had a platonic relationship, and it somehow evolved into a sexual relationship only after he began working for her, which sounds very, very unlikely.
Now, that reference you heard from Alan Dershowitz at the beginning about them personally profiting off of this sham trial is the second accusation that Fannie Willis is facing. And it's the one that's getting her in real hot water with congressional oversight committees and state oversight committees. Fannie Willis is under both federal and state investigation right now for allegedly personally profiting off of this political persecution of Trump. Not only did Fannie Willis appoint her boy toy, Nathan Wade, as special prosecutor, but then she turned around and paid him nearly $1 million in legal fees since he was appointed prosecutor, which far exceeds any compensation commensurate with that position. No one else of that position gets that kind of money. And now, based on the evidence from Wade's divorce proceedings, we now know that he and Willis took extravagant vacation trips with that money. Wade paid for their trips from that $1 million that he got from Willis. And so those are the two charges that Fannie Willis is facing now. One has her facing disqualification, disbarment, and criminal charges, and the other one has her facing both federal and state investigations. This is nothing short of an absolutely colossal fall of almost Haman-like terms, where she personally built a gallows intended to hang Trump, but which ironically, in the end, only ended up hanging herself.
As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.